Good morning, it's your girl and your host, Light, and this podcast is Light Life, and this podcast is about throwing more light on daily life issues, everyday living, and how to enjoy everyday life with God. And today I would like to share with you my favorite daily devotional, Rhapsody of Realities. And today, the topic says, when Jesus is in your boat. It takes the scriptures from the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. The devotional goes on to say, on a particular occasion, the disciples of Jesus were faring in a boat. Certainly, they had been on several boat rides, but this one was different and more remarkable because the Master was in the boat with them. However, not long afterwards, the disciples noticed that water was coming into the boat. The wind became fierce and furious, ferocious, with the tides getting higher. Though terrified, the disciples couldn't accept the possibility of the boat capsizing with Jesus in it, and they and the Master drowning in the sea. Thus, they went to him only to find him sleeping in the rear of the same endangered boat. The Bible says in Mark chapter 4, verse 38 to 39, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Oh wow. When Jesus is in your boat, there's joy, peace, and prosperity. His presence in the boat with the disciples made the difference. Even though he chided them for their lack of faith, they needed power over the imminent crisis, and he was right there to provide it. The question today is, who is in your boat? It had better be Jesus, otherwise you're sunk. And something better for us today is that much more than having him in the boat with you, he's in by the Holy Spirit. In him, you will sail through life troubles triumphantly. In him, you have power over every turbulence, crisis, and adversity. Irrespective of the test, trials, and persecutions, you will always win. No matter how dire the situation is, he will turn those seemingly tough times into your best times. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It makes no difference what the challenges are, because he lives in you, you will always win. Christ in you is your assurance of victory against life's stresses and troubles. He's in your boat, therefore refuse to fear. Wow. Today's devotional is just amazing. Every single one of the daily devotional is amazing, but today's is amazing. Okay, we're going to take the prayer together, or you'd say take the prayer after me, or say the prayer after me. Dear Father, I thank you for my oneness with you, your ever-abiding presence in and with me makes me indestructible. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ that loved me. and I can do all things in your name and by your ability at work in me. In Jesus' name, amen. For the further study, you can look at Bible scriptures from 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 and 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. I hope you enjoyed today's daily devotional. But I would like to invite you, if you haven't given your life to Christ and you're not born again, and you've heard this devotional with me this morning, and you say, how do I enjoy this beautiful life and have Jesus to be in my boat too? Then say this prayer of salvation with me. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now a child of God. So to receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, you can get in touch with me or find the nearest Bible-believing church in your city or in your community. Have a wonderful day and enjoy your everyday life with God.